Blog Talk Radio.
In a site live around the world, dedicated to the memory and honor of people like Joe Arion. And tonight, the title of the show is God Doesn't Like the Way the Disabled Are Treated. And tonight's program, especially dedicated to the memory of the child, Corey Foster, who you may recall. And you know what? We're going to help you recall. We're not going to let people forget, because we mention Corey every night. We believe Corey was murdered, and his murderers got away at that horrible school in Yonkers. No one brought any justice to the family or to his friends or to his loved ones. So tonight we honor Corey. I was honored to be accepted by Corey's family and to be a part of the beauty and the kind of people that they are and the beautiful people they are. I was especially moved by Corey's tree outside the house that they designated for him. And I can remember very clearly standing in front of that tree doing my blog radio show and honoring Corey, who I never met. You know, but you know, you don't have to meet the person to know them and to care about them, to love them. And we went through the whole thing just about with the family. And I went to the news conferences, went to the celebration and honoring Corey, where people spoke and his cousin's band played the music and played a lot of stuff that Corey liked. And it was just a very moving time. You know, and I've got to be very honest. I was not happy at all the way Corey's attorney was handling the whole thing. Now, you have when people are grieving and you have an emotional state sets in, it's very hard sometimes to know what to do. So you can't really blame the family. Corey's dad was furious. You know, he told me later on in the car when he found out what happened, he wanted to go home and get his gun. And I said, I know, Andre, but you can't do that. Corey wouldn't want you to do that. And then you would be in trouble. So, but that was the feeling, you know. And I couldn't help but wanting to speak up and burst out at the news conference, you know. But I didn't want to embarrass Sheila or the family, you know. And Sheila was obviously very emotionally destroyed and hurt, and I don't believe she was thinking that clearly, because the news conference was too soft. It should have been a lot harder. You know, it should have been where people were demanding answers and accusing people of murdering this child, and you know, and shouting for justice to the media, you know. And the attorney, I don't know where this guy was. Well, he was a friend of the family. I think that was part of the problem. You know, he wasn't the type of lawyer that you want when your son has been murdered. That's for sure. You know, you needed a hard-ass criminal lawyer who would have thought of some way to bring these son of a bitches to justice. That's what you needed. And if he couldn't handle it, he should have stepped down and helped them to get the right lawyer who would have taken steps to at least get a trial, you know, a trial, a hearing, and rake these people over the coals and make them tell the truth, you know, interrogate them till they do tell the truth. Because this child did not have to die like that. Now, we've spoken time and time again on this program about how every school should have a guard, especially where there's disabled children, patrolling, you know, preferably with a trained dog. That would be even better. Now, if they had that in that horrible school in Yonkers, maybe Corey would still be alive. You know, if they had a guard that was specifically to watch out for the residents, for the children, that person could have stepped in and said, I'll handle this. You know? And a dog that would comfort a child, not hurt it. You know, you don't want an attack dog in that situation. You want a dog that's an understanding and a comfort, like my Akita, child's attention, and to say, you know, you got to cool it now. You know, time to do this, that, or the other thing. Not the way these jackasses handle this by jumping on Corey, three, four people, five people. And they knew. They knew that he had a bad heart. It was in the record. Now, why didn't the lawyer make an issue out of that one particular fact? You know, the lawyer didn't do a damn thing. He didn't even talk at the news conference. He stood there like a, like my mother would say, a Mama Luca. That's what Mom would have said. I don't remember his name. I don't want to remember his name. We honor Corey. We honor the family. Our hearts go out to them. And a horrible, horrible time. And beautiful brothers and sisters now that are older. Corey's little sister, how old was she then? About seven. She's got to be almost a teenager now. You know? Tell you, I would like to see someone connected to that family open this thing up again and just find some way to bust it wide open and bring these people to justice. There's got to be a way of doing it. there was a movie similar, you know, if you ever saw it, called Fatal Attraction. Carl Malden was in it, and the great Eva Marie Saint, who, by the way, is still alive. And it was about a guy a doctor, who murders his wife and children. And they couldn't get him. They couldn't hang anything on him. And the story was about how Carl Malden was the father-in-law. You know, his daughter was the victim. And he kept pushing and pushing and searching. And he knew that this guy was guilty. You know. And he kept pushing and pushing. It took him years. And finally, they got that son of a bitch. And, of course, he was a doctor, you know, so they gave him life or whatever it was. But that movie reminds me of this. Need someone to stand up, open the thing up, and find some new way to bring these horrible people to justice, these evil people who did this to Corey. Because I know in my heart that they did it to him because of their attitude toward the disabled. A lot of people feel that way. You know, they don't feel disabled people are worthy. They feel that, who are you to defy me? You know, you're not normal. You're an animal. How dare you defy us? Especially these damn-ass teachers, a lot of them. Not all of them, but a lot of them. They're better than anybody else. Very similar to these agencies who are supposed to help us. And where were the agencies? Not one of them, except Inner Sight, except us, appeared to help and to advocate. Not a one. We offered, and Joe Arion was right there on the front lines, offering our help, offering to be spokespersons for the foster family, you know, offering to try to find another medical examiner, another lawyer. You know, and how can you do it if the family doesn't give you their blessing? You got to have their blessing, because nobody's going to listen to you if you don't have it. But we were there, Inner Sight, the only organization that I know of for the disabled that had the guts to stand up and accuse these people of damn-ass murder. And I still accuse them. Let them come after me. Scare me. That horrible, horrible school in Yonkers, many of the kids came forward afterward and told their horror stories, how they've been mistreated. That school should have been closed down immediately, pending investigation. It should have been locked down. All the children and all the staff people should have been gotten the hell out of there and closed down. I don't know what kind of a governor allows that to happen. He doesn't care about the disabled. Well, we all know that. He doesn't care about people with denied guide dogs. So how could he care about disabled people who are having fun on a basketball court and, you know, make a mistake? That's all Corey did. He threw the ball and it ricocheted and it hit one of those jackasses. And they went into a tantrum and they seized him. That's what happened. And the kid was without protection. No protection. And he had a bad heart on top of it. Well, we honor Corey. We always will. And we're hoping to have our engineer, so people want to call in, remember Corey. Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East, TaquitaRescue.org. I want to thank them once again for sending my dog a bunch of food. 609-388-7004, Big East, TaquitaRescue.org. Adopt an Akita. And around the world, Baccaro's Italian Tavern. Some of the greatest people on this planet own that place. We're honoring Joe Arion on May 21st, 5 to 9, 1020 Boulevard in Massapequa Park, New York. So come on down, have a great time. There'll be hors d'oeuvres on the house. There'll be handmade items for sale. You can get G. Brian Benson's book. We're going to be putting out a link for that on the flyer. And you'll be able to get that on our Facebook. Brian's going to donate $4 out of every book that he sells to Inner Sight. And we thank him for that. For those of you who don't know, he's an award-winning author on Amazon. So look for that book. And great ideas in that book, too. All right, Inner Sight around the world. Brought to you by Nobody Star from Long Island. Yeah.
Oh, my God. All this time I've been trying to get on.
Oh. Well, that's the equipment you got.
Not only the equipment, it's the blog. It was just circling and circling and circling.
No.
I was not able to get on.
Well, they want you to have a better computer, probably.
Probably.
That's what it is. Let me tell people about Gary. Nobody Starves on Long Island. My buddy Gary. 631-484-3085. And Gary and his son Matt helping him. And I want to thank him for all his help. And if you need dog food, cat food, medical help for your animal, give Gary a call. All right. Nobody Starves on Long Island. Around the world, Inner Sight Touro Law Center. 631-761-7000. SuttonInsurance.com, another friend of Inner Sight. And let's see, who else we got? Kennedy Realty. Around the world, Kennedy, buy a house, sell a house. Call Mr. Kennedy for information on real estate, 631-888-1186. And we got our first official donation today.
Yay.
I got a call from the vice president. They don't want the
name.
Publicity, so
oh.
Unofficial, but it's a $1,500 donation. The check will be issued on Monday.
Yep.
So we're off to a nice start.
Yep.
I want to thank Silo and Felicia and Joe Delgado over there for helping with the flyer. I sent it in today to our buddy Brian, who's going to send the information over. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. You need any information about the disabled meetings or legislation or referrals, give them a call, 631-880-7929, Silo. All right, around the world, James Bahamundi, civil rights lawyer. Jimmy's at 516.
Seven eight three,
783-9662.
That's correct.
516-783-9662. James Bahamani, if you need a civil rights lawyer. Mm-hmm. And we got to get Joe's event. I don't know if we're too late now for May.
No, we're not.
On the calendar.
April?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh, we got to send that in tomorrow.
Yeah, we should.
You want to do the Able News?
Yes, I can. Able is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 28 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, so tomorrow, can you send it in to Able?
Yeah, we could do it together if you want.
Able Angela, was it ableangela.com, isn't it?
Ableangela@AOL.com.
No worries.
I believe.
So you got to send it in tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, so they put the event on the calendar.
Yeah.
You know. All right. Don't forget to sign our petition. You know, help us license the service dog schools. We're working on that. There's got to be a way to get people rights for that. That's another thing that Joe stood for. You know, people who were denied service dogs, and to change the system that people have to deal with. The agencies don't do a thing about that. They don't even investigate where all that money goes if the person doesn't get their dog. We're the only ones that are pushing for that license, as far as I know. All right, Inner Sight, around the world, and let's see, what else we got? All the beautiful children, of course. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, we honor them, protect
yes.
them, and tonight, honoring Corey, remembering his life. Corey wanted to be a cook.
Oh, yeah.
He loved to cook.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
And recalling he was a very happy child. You know, he was very intelligent too. You know, do you have can you get on the Facebook?
Yeah, I can. I don't know if I could see it that well, but I'll see.
I'd like to send Sheila a note that we're on the air.
Okay, we could
just
try.
Let her know.
Okay,
maybe she'll put it on her Facebook.
Yeah. You know what I'd like to talk about? That scholarship that she has. I'd like to know more about it.
Yeah, well, send her a note. We don't know about that, do we?
Yeah. Hang on. 1 minute. I have her on my Facebook, so I want to type her name.
See if you can send her a note that we're honoring Corey right now on the air. If she would like to call in or somebody, you know, give them the number.
Yeah.
If anyone would like to call in and say anything about him.
Well,
you
I want to make sure that, yeah, I got her. She's still on my Facebook.
All right.
Yep. I'll message her.
Yeah, and give her the blog number in case anybody wants.
Well.
If she sees it, she'll spread it. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and remembering the horror of the whole thing, you know, and remembering Corey's dad, who, needless to say, was very, very upset over the whole thing, and to the degree where they wouldn't let him in the emergency room, you know, and Corey's body was brought in.
Oh, my.
And Andre got very upset, and he broke through the window.
Yeah.
And cut his arm up. So, you know, you got to think of the dedication and the love of a father, you know, who gets a call like that. You know, that your son is in the emergency room, and I don't know if they told him if he was dead or alive.
That's right.
I don't know what the word was on that.
They probably did tell him that he wasn't alive at that point once he got there.
I don't know. They might have. And then I remember when we were at the school, one of the demonstrations, before they had before the news media showed up, Andre was very upset. He was feeling a lot of anxiety. And I remember he said, "Why can't I catch my breath? Why can't I catch my breath?" And I said to him, "Andre," I said, it's all right. You're just feeling anxiety over the whole thing." And he put his hand on my dog's head, Sunrise. And Sunrise was a comfort to anybody, you know. And,
yeah, she
and
was.
He immediately started to relax and breathe better, and, you know.
Yeah.
So there you have it. My dog comforted
yeah.
the family more than the jackasses who worked in that school. Where the hell were they?
Oh,
the
they were
people,
up my butt.
If those people were innocent, then why weren't they out there with the family?
Yeah.
See? If they were innocent.
They sequestered the children. That really bothered me.
They would not be afraid of showing their face.
The kids were tap dancing, like they were. You know how kids, when they're nervous about something, they go back and forth between their feet. Well, that's what these kids
yeah.
were doing on air. Yeah.
Yeah, but not one of those people, to my knowledge, showed up at any of the demonstrations, and not one of them spoke to the news media. They were guilty as hell. If they didn't kill Corey, if they didn't want to hurt him, why didn't they tell that to NBC News and to the Gannett chain papers?
Yeah.
Not one of them came forward to
yeah.
talk to Sheila and to offer their
condolences.
And to apologize, you know. So, to me, I take that as an admission of guilt.
Yeah, yeah.
You know. And then that horrible lawyer they had. Ugh, I can't get over that. When we were at the gathering. And Joe was there. Joe confronted
yeah.
the lawyer. You
yeah.
know, Joe.
Yeah, I know.
He confronted him. He said, "Well, what are you going to do about this?"
And the lawyer's like, "Nothing."
Yeah, he said, "Nothing I can do, you know."
Yeah.
And
Joe was ready to crawl up his you know, really get on his case.
Joe looked at him and said, "What do you mean you don't know what to do? What, you know? What kind of a lawyer are you? You don't know what to do. They killed this kid. Is dead," he told him. I was standing right there. They killed him.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't accuse them of that.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm going to look again now and see if she's on now. I sent her the message. Give me a second. I'll go ahead.
Horrible, horrible. I mean, that was not the right lawyer.
No. Mm-mm.
For Corey and the family. No way in hell.
Yeah, they needed a stronger lawyer.
They needed a Bill Kunstler.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they needed. They needed somebody like Bill who would have gone into contempt of court, you know, and who would have gotten a medical examiner with a different opinion. That's what you need. There's always second opinions and third opinions, you know. What they needed was a medical examiner who has examined thousands and thousands of dead bodies.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody who really knows.
Knows it, yeah.
What the hell they're looking for.
Got it, yeah.
We offered to try to find somebody, and the family didn't want it.
Well, that's their choice, I guess, at that point.
Of course.
You know,
yeah,
we can't do anything about
it. You got to respect
choice.
That.
Yep.
You got to respect that.
I did send her the message, and I did send her the phone number. We'll see if she calls.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she may not be on Facebook.
Well, she said when I, you know, there's a picture of Corey.
Yeah.
A part of me died every year without you. Corey Anthony Forster, April 25th, 1995, April 18th, 2012.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That a recent post?
Yeah, it's a picture of him.
No.
Yeah.
All right, so they know.
Yeah.
In a site, by the way, television, Tuesday night, channel 20, 8 o'clock, check us out all over Long Island. And we hope to be back on Manhattan Neighborhood Network next Wednesday. The show, as far as I know, has been sent in. I'm going to double check that. So for all you who missed us, we apologize. We had bad equipment, and it appears to have been fixed.
Yeah.
So the show should be back on Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, 11 o'clock next Wednesday night, and we will keep you posted on that. By the way, that's on Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel too. All right. Honoring the memory of Corey Forster and, of course, all the children who have lost their lives and been abused in a lot of these schools, which need to be overhauled and greatly improved, you know. So, it's just a horrible, horrible tragedy. Can we get some of the, can you pull up one of the articles?
Which one?
From the Gannett.
Yeah, for what?
For Corey. What they wrote
about
him.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, just put in his name. Google.
Yeah, I'll try.
Corey Forster, see what you get.
Yeah, I'll try.
Yeah. Oh, you better check the lines, though. Anybody on the line?
I did. Nobody's on it yet. I checked right before.
All right. By the way, tomorrow night we got the Frolics over here. We're going to introduce you to the digital dental remover.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night on InnerSight. So don't forget. And a lot of other cuckoo things that we have come up with, including the stupid phone calls I get about the warranty on my car.
I get them too.
What a bunch of morons. All right, InnerSight, in memory of Corey and honoring, hey, and I just thought Corey and Joe must have met now.
Yeah.
Up there.
Officially.
You know?
I got one article.
Yeah.
Oh, Lake Watts School. Remember you were asking?
What's it called?
Lake Watts School. Lake Watts, I don't know. I'm not
Lake
saying
Watts.
It right. Lake Watts, L-E-L-E-A-K-E, then Watts.
Lake Watts. Lake Watts.
Lake Watts, yeah.
Yeah, that's the horrible.
Yeah.
That's the horror house.
Yeah.
Can you read that?
Oh, geez. No charges in the death at Yonkers Center for Youth. No criminal charges are warranted in the death of Corey Forster at 16-year-old boy who went into cardiac arrest while being physically restrained at a residential treatment center in Yonkers. The Westchester County District Attorney concluded Thursday after a three-month investigation. Corey, who was a residential student at, residential student at the center, Lake Watts, died about 8 p.m. on, April 18th on the floor of the gym as four staff members held him down, using a technique called therapeutic crisis intervention after playing basketball. Corey was shooting baskets by himself when two staff members began playing against each other at the same basket. According to accounts of a surveillance video tape of the events, after he bumped into them, the teenager grew visibly angry and lunged at one of the staff members. The staff member and three others took him down. Witness statements from more than 55 staff members and residents at Lake Watts were taken, and surveillance video from the gym was analyzed and enhanced. The district attorney, Janet, DeFiro, whatever her name is, said in a written statement, summarized the joint investigation with the Yonkers Police and State Office of Children and Family Services, there was an extensive review of the school medical records and the autopsy findings conducted by the Westchester County Medical Examiner. In addition, an independent examination of the medical records and autopsy findings was performed by a cardiologist. Based upon the Based upon the analysis of all the information, we have concluded that no criminal charges are supported by the evidence in the case. The statement said, okay, Jacob Orbsky, a lawyer, that's the one that you don't like, a lawyer representing the boy's family, said his parents would file a civil suit charging that Corey had a heart ailment documented in his medical files at Lake Watts and that his death was a result of negligence and excessive force. Meredith Barber, a spokesman for Leek Watts, denied that the school had any knowledge, evidence that the boy had a heart condition. Under state law, only the family can release the autopsy report, which...
Oh, they lied,
was,
too, about the kid.
Yeah, I know. There's more to this, and I'll express it in a second. And if I see Sheila on the line, I will in a second. Release autopsy report, which completed in June, and Lucent, whatever this person's name, a spokesman for the district attorney office. Corey's mother, Sheila Foster, what a beautiful woman, wants to keep it private, of course, Mr. Orski said, but he said the autopsy found Corey had an enlarged heart and labeled the death accidental and gave the cause as cardiac arrest, but I'm sorry, while in an excited state while being subdued, Leek Watts allowed four grown men, male staff members, to physically overpower a boy of 16 and restrain him for a period of approximately 5 minutes. He said Corey's heart could not withstand the physical restraint of the men upon him. Miss Barber said all staff members were trained in using restraint holds as a last resort as part of therapeutic crisis intervention system while used with emotionally disturbed children. Most of the 70 residents in Leek Watts, like Corey, were placed there by local education committees because they needed special education. About 20% of the residents are in foster care. Okay, and that's it.
Yeah. Why didn't this jackass lawyer bring in the feds?
Yeah. You know, oh, wait.
That's what you do.
Wait, she's calling me. Hold on. Give me a second. Okay. Hi, Sheila. Can you hear me, Sheila?
Hello, yes.
Hi, Sheila.
How are you?
Good. Hi.
Hey,
hold
Sheila.
On, let me see. Yeah, can let me put you on speaker, both of you. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Hey, Frank, Sheila.
Sheila, can you hear me?
Yes, how are you?
I'm fine, I'm fine. How are you doing?
Oh, wait.
I'm taking it day by day. Today is not a good day, but
of course, I'm taking it day by day.
Yeah. Well, we're honoring Corey tonight. Huh?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, how are you?
I'm good. You know,
that's
just
great. I'm glad.
Trying to change the system.
I'm calling that number that you gave me, but I think it was a recording. I don't know what was going on, but you was talking about Corey and the situation and the reports and everything.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We had it on the air.
Yeah, we'd like to know
thank
about
so
the
much.
Scholarship, sweetheart.
Listen, the fight don't stop. The fight never stops.
Oh, never
stop.
No. It never will.
And, you know, nothing's going to come of it or whatever. But they still did what they did.
Yeah, that's true.
Sheila, why don't you call for a federal investigation with the Justice Department?
You know what? I never thought of that.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah. That's what you should do. If you need us to be a spokesperson for it, we'd be happy to do it.
Yes, we would.
Okay.
Anytime,
okay.
Sheila. Anytime.
Okay.
There should be a federal investigation into that school, the way they operate, and what happened to Corey and everything.
You know what? Guess what? In 2015, they changed the name.
Yeah, I noticed. I noticed, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess because we gave them a little negative publicity.
Exactly. It's still the same situation, because anytime I want to go down there and protest, because I'm about to do it again, the protest again in September when they do the new enrollees. It's still the same school. They still have the same process. They still have the same, you know,
the strength. Yeah.
That's not mine.
Well, I would go for a federal investigation.
Yes.
You know, the civil rights.
I never thought of that. I'm going to talk to my lawyer about that and see how that goes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got to file with the Justice Department.
Susan, thank you so much. You gave such a nice, I don't know, was it a recording?
No, it was me.
No, we're alive.
We're live, sweetheart.
We're live on the air.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
We're live
thank
on the air.
So
yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, anytime. I feel really strongly about this, Sheila.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how strongly I feel about it.
Listen, I cry every day because, you know, we have events here and, you know, Christmas go by. Christmas coming.
I know.
I'm just used to having my son with me.
I know.
And it's not
oh, I know.
Everybody says, time will heal and time, you know, but
not the way in
I'm
which you
mother.
Taken from your mama. No.
I'm a mother, and that was my child.
That's
and
right.
he was taken from me abruptly.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't care whatever they're saying. I just know that they had those. They had his medical and health report.
Right.
He went to the doctor in March.
Yeah.
He went to the doctor in March because he was getting an allergy test.
Yeah.
So they cleared they cleared an allergy test, but they had his heart condition in the files at Leak and Watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's why you should get a federal.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
Not only that,
we want to hear about that scholarship before you hang up. I heard, that was awesome what you did.
Yeah. I'm trying to give children, you know, a scholarship, you know, throughout the years, but it's kind of hard without funding,
Why don't you think about a fundraiser?
Listen, can I say something?
Yeah.
Sure.
What I find that if your child or someone is shot in the street by police, they get more attention than the mentally ill being killed or the street in school.
Wow.
It's like mentally ill children are not recognized in the school system or in any system. We are the last.
Wow.
Okay, and then if they do something outside of school, I'm not saying my child did something, but if they do something, I see a lot of news reports with deranged people doing something, you know, it's like they call him crazy or he's this, you know, they only call, and I have to say this, and I'm going to say it, they only call it mentally deranged or crazy if you're Caucasian. I'm a black woman raising a black child.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
And there was no real news about it, but we all, in a mental educational world, we all shared the same thing. You understand?
Yeah, I do.
We all share the same experiences, whether the child's being restrained, secluded, black or white, Chinese.
It doesn't matter.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. But with the government, they're not recognizing us.
Right.
And I say us as a people, and I say us as different diversities, different cultures.
Right.
They're not recognizing us.
No.
They don't recognize the disabled either.
Exactly.
what
they don't
do
recognize the disabled.
No.
At
exactly.
all.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
not recognizing the disabled. They're not
yeah.
recognizing the mental ill.
Right.
They're not recognizing any of that.
No. Not at all. It is
okay.
very
we
sad.
Cry, we protest, we do this and that, but we're like the minority.
Yes, we are. And
yeah.
a shame. It's a shame. It really is. Because the people who are, you know, the mentally ill or even, you know, just the, you know, plain old, you know, physically disabled or visually disabled or whatever you
exactly.
may be can contribute to this society very much so. They just have to control their disability. And
even the physical disabled cannot get around, like, New York.
Right.
Right. No, the agencies don't help us like they should.
Elevators, there's no proper, you know, things.
Yeah.
If you want to take the subway, you have to go 6 blocks.
Right.
You know,
yep.
oh, there's an elevator there.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Sometimes
they
no,
get away with
I've
it because there's no enforcement for us.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, I just want to thank y'all. You know, for your advocacy.
Yeah.
I've been doing my own advocacy during the years, and I'm just trying. All you can do is just try, you know?
Yeah. One of our advocates has passed on at the beginning of this year, and you might know him.
Well, you knew Joe.
You know Joe.
Okay.
Joe Arion. Remember the little guy?
Joe Arion. The little guy?
What's his last name?
Arian.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Well, I'd like to invite you to, we're going to have a little get-together in May, 21st, from 5 to 9 at Beccaro's Restaurant in Massapequa Park. I'd like to invite you and Andre. Yeah, here in New York.
Yeah,
yeah, you and Andre.
Yeah.
And any of your kids, if you'd like to bring them, whomever is old enough. Yeah, it's a restaurant, sort of bar, grill, yeah.
Okay.
You can invite them, yeah.
Hey, all the kids must be big now.
Yeah. How old are your kids now?
Well, Alicia is 14, and she's studying law.
Wow.
She's studying law in high school.
Wow, that's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, she's doing college credit.
Nice.
Yeah. And,
got some
Brandon,
smart kids there.
Yeah. Brandon's 20. He's working
wow.
now. He took a break from college.
Wow.
He's working a year and then he's going back next year.
That's great.
Yeah.
How's Tommy?
Tommy? Oh, I know you remember.
Yeah.
He was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that dude. He's cool.
I bet you some of them become your pal now after Corey. I bet, you know.
Cool.
All your children have become your pal and strengthened you more after Corey.
Well, you know what? I've always had a close relationship with my children.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
All of them. It didn't, you know, matter what I'm going through or, you know.
Yeah.
We've always had a close relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's Andre?
Oh, Andre's fine.
Thank
he grew
so.
Dreads.
He glued dreads? Oh, my goodness. Oh, I got to see him in that when we see him. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. He always had pretty hair, but
yeah.
he glued dreads with it, yeah.
That's cool.
He's even prettier.
Yeah.
You know,
he's enveloped his African side. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
awesome.
Well, anything
yeah.
we can do, Sheila, you let us know.
Yes, anything.
All right, friend, keep in touch. Do
yeah.
you have my cell phone number?
Yeah.
I'm not on air.
Okay, but I think it's out.
Why don't you, we don't want to put it on air.
I'll send some later. I'll give it to him later.
Why don't you
but,
send it
yeah.
to me, and I'll give it to him.
Okay.
Okay?
I'll
better that way.
See you later.
Yeah.
I think you ought to definitely try to get a federal investigation, though.
Yeah. I'm just astounded how... people are not that irate about what's been going on with children in school, with the restraints of children. And
oh,
it's happening all over the East Coast.
Oh, it
not,
is.
You know, they think just has not happened to my child. I have a good child in school, but
yes.
If your child had that bad day, they're going to restrain them.
Yes.
They're going to restrain them.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter of their mental state. It doesn't matter. They're going to restrain them. That's why we have all these officers and security in school.
Yeah.
Because they're just standing by waiting.
Oh, yeah. To pounce.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, it's so good to hear from you, Sheila.
I put out.
Yeah, I remember. Yep.
Mhm.
Yep. I remember one thing that really got me so much that I had to call Child Protective Services. And when I called Child
mm-hmm.
Protective Services, then I received a letter back stating that they will investigate it, but that it had to be all private and I couldn't be involved. Remember when you said to me the ligatures around poor Corey's neck? That really made me so
yeah.
all right that I contacted
mm-hmm.
Child Protective Services because I was so mad, you know? So I called
mm-hmm.
them, and not called them, but I wrote a letter to them, and I said, that doesn't naturally happen on children's necks. That's what I wrote.
But listen, when I got the report back to from, it's called ASW over here.
Oh, okay.
And when I called them back about the report, because I did put in a report about his death.
Yeah.
And as the lady, it was the supervisor.
Yeah.
As she chewed her lunch in my ear, she was chewing.
Oh, my.
And eating.
Online.
And she was like, oh, it was unfounded.
Oh,
you know,
geez.
This is what they do on, you know, they're allowed to do restraint. And there was nothing founded. We interview everybody. But as she chewed her lunch in my ear, it was so disrespectful.
Yes,
it is.
Yeah.
I cried all the way through her conversation. And I told her, I said, this is so disrespectful.
It is.
My
oh,
son died,
my.
And you... You ate your lunch while telling me your
report.
Your report.
I was so
disgusted with it. But you know what? You can't get the state to investigate the state.
No.
That was a state facility.
Right.
So if you get the state to investigate,
yeah, right. Then they're gonna stick up for the state.
Right, right.
Hmm.
Yeah, we need a third party investigator.
Yeah,
exactly.
I would get the feds.
The feds, yeah, the feds could do it.
I would go that way.
I have a question.
Yeah.
During one of your during part of your radio talk, I don't know, you mentioned lawyer Jacob Oreski.
Yeah.
And then. I heard somebody say, I don't know who it was, Jacob Oreski, nobody likes. What does that mean?
that wasn't me only who I said that, but I said that in regards to what Frank and Joe had said when they met him.
Yeah, we
I know him for years. He's a very good man. He's a very nice man.
He is,
okay.
But you need somebody tough.
Tough.
He's too nice.
Tough.
Well, that's what you need in a legal system. You need somebody tough in a legal system.
Right.
Yeah.
And what they
Sheila,
said
we're gonna,
was more.
We're
going to
be off the air in a minute.
Sheila.
But go ahead.
One second. Well, he's going to mm-hmm. close the show, and I'll tell you what it is more like. All right? All right? All right. Frank, you close the show?
All right. Good night. Right. Good night, world. Thank you, everybody.
Good night, Frank. Love you.
Good night, right. Sheila. I love you guys, too, man. Anything we can
all
do,
right.
you let us
yeah.
know. Get Suzanne, get Sheila's number, all right?
Yeah, I am. She'll text it to me.
I'm going to hang up. If you need me, I'm
all
here.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.